This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Jimmylaw Art is a new addition to the 2024 Art, Craft and Museums map. Jimmy, tell us a little bit about yourself. We know that you are a portrait artist of note, so let's start there perhaps, and about your passion for the human form, particularly portraiture.
Yes, I've long been really fond of faces. Our faces is really our identity. It's really how we express ourselves with expressions and that sort of thing. I know our features, and it's something that I've always found fascinating. So that's really why I love doing portraits.
But there's a very particular style to them—a huge energy. The way you grab our attention is the way I would put it.
Yeah, I always, portraits need to be engaging. Most of my portraits is really like face on, where you really look at the person. So it's seldom side views and stuff. So it's like you're really engaging with the person, looking them in the eyes and that sort of thing. And most of them are on a large scale, so they have quite a presence, if I can put it that way.
They certainly have. But also what interests me is you say that during the COVID period, you started re-looking at what you were doing. So tell us about the developments you've made in the art form.
Yo, Philip, you know what? I'm not one of those stay-in-a-box kind of artists. I'm highly creative. And funny enough, during COVID lockdown, I started doing some astronauts. And a lot of people ask me why astronauts, because it's quite an unusual subject matter. But I think it was a subconscious thing. You know, it was the vulnerability that we felt at that time, the loss of our identity, our disconnection from the world and nature. I think all of those factors kind of influenced the start of those astronauts. And, it's a fascinating subject matter. You know, it's something that most of us really can't relate to, but in a sense, it is still people going out in space and that sort of thing. So I find it a fascinating subject matter, and they've been doing really well.
Well, the world was changing, and you certainly were moving with it, and there was an animation in these sort of forms you didn't expect to find them in. And then, but there's been a further development. Tell us about that.
I started sculpting. I'm only busy with my second sculpture, and it's taking for ages because I'm a little obsessed with detail. But I really enjoy it, working in three dimensions. I find it very fast, very exciting, demanding, and challenging. But I love that. And yes, I'm hoping to finish my second one, which is a life-size piece, towards the end of this year. I've been trying to complete it a whole lot earlier, but it's kind of on the back burner because I'm painting most of the time.
Well, again, we're very pleased to know that you're still painting, because that's how we know you. And then what other things are mulling around in your head as you start thinking about a new direction? I can see you never stand still for too long in one space.
Yeah, I think it's a curse, a blessing and a curse all at the same time. It's like I say, I'm just highly creative and I just want to make stuff. And I have so many ideas, you know.
May you always be blessed with a creative curse. So yeah, that's fine.
I don't think I've ever find myself in a lull or in a place where I don't have anything to do or don't know what to do. It's finding the time to do everything that I want to do. It's kind of tricky.
Well, we're going to have to direct people to come and visit you at Jimmylaw Art in your new premises out in Somerset West at the edge of the winelands, as it were. So a very good reason for heading off to Jimmylaw Art, which is close to Lawrenceford and Vergelegen. Another good reason for getting out to Somerset West. So, Jimmylaw, we look forward to seeing what's coming and what's going to be new. If you want to know what's happening, the what, the why and the where of the visual arts scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the 2024 Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Particular Presence, a selection of 55 portraits dating from 1896 to the present, is the new exhibition of the Sanlam Art Gallery. Alongside the austere tradition of commissioned portraits of company chairmen and anguished self-representation of artists, highlights include the winning works from the Sanlam Portrait Awards 2013 to 2019. Particular Presence can be viewed from Mondays to Fridays, 9 to 4:30 p.m. Call 021 947 3359 for guided tours or email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za.